This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden delivered a speech in Warsaw, Poland Saturday that he capped off with a call for the end of the rule of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
The White House said about an hour later that the U.S. president is not seeking regime change in Russia. It said the president meant that...
You, the Russian people, are not our enemy. I refuse to believe that you welcome the killing of innocent children and grandparents, or that you accept hospitals, schools, maternity wards, and for God's sake, being pummeled with Russian missiles and bombs.
That was the president directly addressing the Russian people in his speech. The Kremlin has responded to Biden's speech, saying Russia's leader is not to be decided by Mr. Biden. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said it should only be a choice of the people of the Russian Federation. And again, that statement from the White House said the U.S. president is not seeking regime change in Russia. It said that the president meant that, in the words of the White House official, Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors in the region. As Biden visited Warsaw, several rockets struck the western Ukrainian city of Lviv. The powerful explosions on Saturday frightened a city that has been a haven for hundreds of thousands of people fleeing other parts of Ukraine. Thick black smoke rose from the first blast site on the city's outskirts for hours before a second set of explosions was reported. Regional Governor Maxim Kozitsky says five people were believed to be injured in the first attack. Lviv Mayor Andriy Sadovyi called the second round a rocket attack, saying it did significant damage to an unspecified piece of infrastructure. He said the rockets that hit the city were from Crimea.